Jefferson Davis was president of the Confederate States of America, with its short-lived existence during the Civil War. History sometimes ignores his military and political contributions prior to the war. Graduated from the United States Military Academy, Davis fought in the Mexican War under General Zachary Taylor and distinguished himself in the Battle of Buena Vista. He married Taylor's daughter, who died 3 months later. In 1845, Davis married again, this time to Verena Howell. Together, they had a total of 6 children. Davis entered the Senate in 1847, representing Mississippi. In 1853, he was appointed Secretary of War by his friend, President Franklin Pierce. With the election of Abraham Lincoln in 1860, the Union broke up. Mississippi seceded from the Union. Davis resigned his Senate office, and on February 9, 1861, the Confederate Congress named him Provisional President. Davis eventually moved to Richmond, Virginia. There, with his Vice President, Alexander H. Stephens, he went about setting up a working wartime government. The Civil War raged for 4 years while Davis struggled to keep the Confederacy together politically, economically, and spiritually. In the end, he failed. He was captured and imprisoned for 2 years. Because President Johnson issued an unconditional pardon in 1869, Davis was never brought to trial. For the next 20 years, Jefferson Davis filled his time with studying and writing, trying to win the understanding of his critics. He also spent time with his family, attended Confederate reunions, and did public speaking. He died on December 6, 1889, and is buried in Richmond, Virginia.